In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. On behalf of Father and the sisters, I'd like to wish you all a most blessed and grace-filled Christmas day and season. In my 26 years as a priest, I come to a feast like Christmas or Easter, and you are just, so to speak, overloaded with concepts of the mysteries that we are presented with. So many different aspects that you can think about. And every year, you wait for that one thing that sticks out, kind of like a tap on the shoulder from the good Lord, in order to highlight it to yourself, but also to your people. This year, I kept thinking about the cave of Bethlehem and the analogy that's there right before our eyes. The cave of Bethlehem is the analogy for our heart. We are fallen human creatures, only remain sublime by the work of the good Lord. We are creatures of selfishness. We're always thinking about what we need, what we want, what we think, what we feel. And it's only by His grace that we are able to elevate above that shallow pit of nothingness to something greater. And it's true, the good Lord is so willing to take up residence as He was in that cave to be born, take up residency in our heart if we allow Him. But so many people won't. They hold on to the nothingness of this life. They hold on to their whims and wants, and they sacrifice something so much greater. It all comes down to the act of the individual's will. What is it that you want? Nobody has control of the door of your heart but you. And if we but open it up and empty it of selfishness, we make room for Him. And the blessings and goodness and grace that we have is unthinkable, unimaginable. It's infinite because it comes from Him who is infinite. And then we're able to let go of the other things that we think bring us happiness, but only bring us misery. The stubbornness that we hold on to, we let go. We're able to let go of. Grace helps us to let go of it, and then He fills us with His goodness and His grace, with His light. And then we're able to see the truth and pursue it more perfectly. And what comes with that is a peace that the world can't give us, nor our friends, nor ourselves, but only the Prince of Peace. Because then we're able to see there's really only one way, and that's His way that gives us peace, that gives us joy. Why do you think the angels, in their message to the shepherds, told them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill"? The world likes to change that around and say, peace and goodwill to men. And that's not what the scriptures say. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men of goodwill. Why? Well, a man of goodwill is one who wants God's will, and nothing more and nothing less. My wish for you this Christmas is that you find, or that Christ finds more room in your heart, and that you find the peace and joy that He brings, not only during this holy season, but starting in this holy season throughout all the seasons. A most blessed Christmas to you and yours, and God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.